Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. I have the flu. My daughter got the flu. We went and had her tested, and she had it, and she's doing way better. But she got on Tamiflu right away, and then we put the whole family on Tamiflu. And thankfully, because within a few days, the rest of us all started feeling crummy. But I think it's helped a lot. It's a nasty flu season. I called my parents are in North Carolina. They had the flu. I was talking with my brother. I was out of the office yesterday because of it, and I was talking with my brother, and he had to miss. He's a teacher up in New Jersey. He had to miss school because of the flu, so it's just everywhere. It's nasty. So hope you're healthy, and lots of hand sanitizer, apparently. But we're going to talk about the crazy growth of the Dow today. The Dow has been shooting up this year, and we talked about that some, but it's really been remarkable. We're going to dig into what that looks like, what we should or shouldn't do with that. In honor of that, our financial nugget today, what is the Dow? Okay, you hear it talked about a lot, but what is the Dow? Some of you know this, but many folks, we hear it thrown around all the time. What is it? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is one of the oldest indexes and still widely used indexes in the world. Founded back in 1896. And it really was meant as a measure of the U.S. market. And so as of today, the way it's built today, and it's changed a little bit, but not dramatically, it's basically a weighted average of 30 major stocks that are on the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. And by weighted average, what I mean is that as the stock prices, share prices go up, that individual stock becomes more significant in the weighting of the index. So it's just meant to give you a reflection of what the U.S. market is, what the U.S. economy is doing based on the performance of 30 major companies within it. Interesting side note, General Electric is the only company that was in the original Dow Jones Index back in 1896 and is still in it today. So there you go. When people talk about the Dow, that's what they mean. And now you are undoubtedly the smartest person at the water cooler. All right. If you have any questions about what you hear on the show today, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask any questions while you're there. Sign up for our daily update. I love this. It's something we do every day on the air, both on WSB, also B98.5 now, where we give a 1-minute synopsis of what's going on in the world. And it's either a very practical look of how it impacts you or just thoughts on why it's significant. So again, it's on our website, mylifeismore.com. You can sign up for that. And instead of listening on the radio, if you're not a regular radio person, you can get it in your inbox every day. That's the only mail we send. We're not going to shoot you constant other emails, but you just get once a day. And the update straight from us. So we'd love you to do that, and hope you enjoy the show. First up today, I want to talk about the Dow. Holy cow! The Dow has been growing by just leaps and bounds right now, and it's interesting. We just saw a jump from 25,000 to 26,000 in the Dow, and it only took 8 trading days. All right, now that's the fastest jump ever, 1,000-point jump ever in the history of the Dow, but it's not unexpected because the last fastest jump was literally the one before this, where we went from 24,000 to 25,000. That took 23 trading days. Now, the Dow jumping 1,000 points when it's this big is not surprising. We do this update every day on WSB in Atlanta, so both in the morning and in the afternoon drive, we do a 1-minute update. And that update's focused around, again, taking whatever important things are going on in the world, but again, translating that down to what does it actually mean for you and me? And it's a 1-minute thing we do every day. One of the updates I did recently was right after this jump from the previous one, the jump from 24,000 to 25,000, I said, let's not get too excited about 1,000-point jumps anymore, because the bigger the Dow gets, the easier that jump becomes. Think about it this way. My wife is like half my size. If she gains 10 pounds, that's a really big deal to her. That would be like a devastating thing for her. If I gain 10 pounds, it's like the day after a big sporting event or something, right? It's just so easy because I'm so much bigger to gain weight. That's what I keep telling myself. But anyway, so that is partially true here. As we see things like the Dow increasing, we can't freak out about, oh my word, I can't believe all the... It gets kind of repetitive when we talk about records being broken all the time, right? But This one is unique because in doing it in only 8 trading days, if you annualize that growth rate, so in other words, if the Dow were to keep growing at the same rate it has been in the last week and a half for the rest of the year, it would gain 244% this year. Okay, a 244% gain. Now, is that going to happen? I don't think so, right? That I don't at all expect that. I'm sure you don't expect that. But that gives a little perspective on how quickly this thing is growing right now, which leads me to just issue a warning, okay? Not that we should be worried that the massive crash is going to happen tomorrow. It's growing so fast right now. Just wait for the crash tomorrow. No, but to keep in mind some sort of realistic assessment of this, okay? Because I finally heard it. I've been waiting expectantly for this. It finally happened. I'm having a conversation with someone late in the week last week, and I said, yeah, man, the growth is remarkable. I wonder how long it will be before we see a correction, because that's how I think is, wow, we're seeing real growth right now. I wonder how long this will sustain before some sort of correction. And this is what the person said back to me, and I quoted it because this was classic. I've been waiting for this. Here was the quote. I don't know that we're going to see a correction. It seems like a whole new paradigm in investing. Okay, literally, that was the quote. I don't know that we're going to see a correction. It seems like a whole new paradigm in investing. Now, some of you are naysayers, and every time you see growth in the market, you're thinking, well, just one step closer to death and destruction, right? That's your mindset, and that's okay. Some of you are like, you just expect it's that Eeyore kind of investing mindset. If there's growth, it's just the next step towards death and, you know, the destruction of everything, right? And some of you really believe that. And most of us are somewhere in the middle. But there is a group of people out there right now, and you're listening, some of you right now, who you kind of think, you know, maybe this is the new world of investing. Maybe we're not going to see drops. And if you hear that and think, no, nobody would think that way. No, this is the norm. Okay, historically, this is totally the norm. And this made me pull up one of my favorite book covers in history. I will post this if I can get it by our compliance folks. I will post this on the website for you because this may be my favorite, or you should look it up on Google. There was a book written back in 2000. When was it here? Okay, 2001 by a guy named Robert Zaccaro. And I hate to point him out specifically because poor guy has gotten plenty of ridicule for this. But he's a financial analyst, well-known mutual fund manager. But he wrote a book in 2001 and it was called, I'm sorry. It was called Why It's Different This Time, Dow 30,000 by 2008. Okay, so he wrote a book literally that was saying the Dow is going to reach 30,000 by 2008, and then the subheading of the book was Why It's Different This Time. In other words, that we had entered back in the early 2000s some sort of new investing universe, where corrections were no longer part of the paradigm. We were going to see incredible growth forever. It's going to be different this time. And poor Robert, and the best part about it is that it was like literally the front cover of the book is like Dow 30,000 by 2008. And then all the reviews on Amazon, if you go to Amazon and check out this book, are people giving it reviews in 2008 as the market's crashing, you know, and they're just ridiculing the book. So it's pretty funny. If you want a good laugh and you're a nerd like me, check out Dow 30,000 by 2008. But here is the key. This is not a new thing. For some reason, there's some part of the human mind that says, when things are going well, we begin believing that they're just going to keep going well. I've regularly given the childbirth analogy. Like, how in the world? I don't understand this. We have 3 kids. I've watched my wife give birth to our boys. And saw the pain and the suffering. That is something I will never forget. Never will I forget watching my wife give birth because of the incredible effort and the pain and the strength she showed, etc., right? But a little bit after the birth, it seems like she forgot it, all right? It seems like at some point after this child had grown a little bit, all of that pain and suffering kind of, it was like the good Lord, you know, gave some temporary amnesia to forget what that process was like so that she wanted to have another baby again. Now, I would never trade my children, but I don't forget the craziness of that delivery room. Holy cow. But it was almost like the pain of that dimmed, right, in her mind. And it was just, and that's not, obviously, it's very different. But there is this reality that when you, the joy of having a child, and my children are, of course, all such joy. all the time that we forget any pain. But anyway, the joy of having a child, you start to forget some of the pain that was involved in bringing them here. And the same thing can be so true for us as we look at the market sometimes. It's that in the midst of all this growth, year after year after year of growth, somehow we forget the reality of the market correcting and drops in the market. And some of us are sitting here literally starting to trick ourselves into going, well, maybe this is kind of the new normal. Maybe this is the new reality. We're not going to see the kind of drops we've seen in the past. And that is dangerous thinking. Not that we should be sitting, hovering, looking at the abyss. We've talked about this plenty the last few weeks, the blood in the streets, right? We don't need that nonsense. But we do have to have clarity that this kind of insane growth, right? Again, annualized, if it was to keep on happening, over 200% growth in the Dow Jones this year, that's not sustainable. We're going to see a change from that. And whether that change is just a slowdown or the correction that will come, and whether that correction's in 6 months or in 2 years, we just have to keep that in mind, or else we will set ourselves up for a lot of pain and a lot of potential loss when that correction happens. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. We're talking about the incredible growth of the Dow over the last few weeks and how just be careful that you don't begin thinking of that as a new normal. If you missed the beginning of this show, or if you want to hear past shows, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. It was so funny looking at that book again, and I'm telling you, it's worth jumping on Amazon. Robert Zuccaro, Dow 30,000 by 2008, Why It's Different This Time. We always say that, don't we? Well, this is different. This is total. This we've never experienced this before. I had a client tell me recently, you don't need to show me historical returns. We're not even living. We're living in such a different era. Those don't even matter anymore. Whoa, red flags shooting up, right? But this isn't a new thing. I'm amazed if you read newspapers, financial columns, often from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, sometimes you find this kind of language from professionals, from expert, quote unquote, expert investors saying, we will never see the drops we've seen in the past before. It's not going to happen. And I was just looking as I was preparing this piece, I looked online and just kind of saw, is there anything out there like that now? And here it is, another financial professional. We're never going to see a crash again like we've ever experienced before. That's just nonsense. It's nonsense, but we can trick ourselves into thinking that. So all this is just to say, enjoy the growth. Nothing wrong with the growth, but please, please, please keep a stable, level head against the extremes in both directions that will come constantly. The extremes of either this is a new normal, let's get even more aggressive, let's see crazy growth, or, you know, devastation and doom and destruction is coming. That we just find a third route. We talked about this on last week's show. I really recommend, if you missed it, to listen to last week's show. And again, on our website, we have all our past shows, mylifeismore.com. You can listen to our podcast where you can hear all those, because we talk about how do you set up an investment plan that's not controlled by the extremes of market timing. Either jump in because we're going to see incredible growth, or jump out because it's going to be terrible and, you know, Walking Dead style destruction, but that you live according to a plan. So I just really, I love the growth in the Dow. Please keep a level head. And unlike my friend who I love dearly, but was saying, yeah, I think this might be a new thing. This is not a new thing. The market is growing and it will correct. And we live in the reality of that. We live with that tension, and that's okay. Let's not try to make it extreme one way or the other.